Jarryd Hayne is back in the headlines today. This time he's in a video that's been posted online showing him partying with mates on Friday night after the loss to the Broncos. Now, one of the guys he's seen in the video with is a bloke by the name of Chris Bloomfield, who's a former Titans under-20s player and alleged Hell's Angels bikey. At one point in the video, Bloomfield says, "Hainesy's just given me $5,000. And he holds up $5,000. The video's now been referred to the NRL Integrity Unit, who are investigating. This just sounds like a merry-go-round. The Integrity Unit investigating something to do with rugby league players and videos and social media. And apart from a poor choice of company, I can't work out on this one what Jarryd Hayne has done wrong. Can someone point me in the right direction? I think sometimes people hear rugby league, social media, and just think there's a scandal. I've been critical in the past when Jarryd Hayne has done some odd things, but I'm not going to join the pack hammering him today. What's he done wrong exactly? Has anyone been hurt? He was acting like a show-off, hanging out with some mates, and playing up to the camera. Is that it? And why does Jarryd Hayne have to pay the price for the sins of one of his mates? Does everyone know the complete history of everyone they've ever had a drink with? And just because you have a photo taken with them, does that mean you're aware of what they get up to 24 hours a day? Famous people have photos taken with strangers all the time. Nobody's been abused. Nobody's been assaulted. Nobody's been harmed. So what's the big deal? If there's more to the story which shows Hayne doing the wrong thing, I'm more than happy to give it to him. But based on what I've seen so far, it's not something to get my knickers in a knot over.